This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey, including restricting imports of Turkish products, prohibiting extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacting Turkish company operations in Russia as well. The decree calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for tourism companies in Russia to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret, the first, of Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today after unknown assailants killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and many activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The Turkish government now has promised a full and quick investigation into the incident, which also triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. It was not immediately clear whether Elci or the police were the target of the attack. The United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough investigation into today's attack and bring the perpetrators to justice. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group Ansar Dine has claimed responsibility for the violence, according to the French news agency, which says that the member said the attack was a response to violation of lands by enemies of Islam. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continued the second day of his Uganda trip by visiting Uganda's holiest shrine, where he celebrated Mass for an estimated 300,000 people, urging them to honor the legacy of martyrs in their daily lives. He then met with youth, the elderly, and Catholic officials. Joe Craig reports from Kampala.
After visiting the martyr's shrine in Namugongo Saturday, where 45 19th-century martyrs were tortured and burned alive rather than renounce their faith, Pope Francis urged Ugandans to pay tribute to their sacrifice by serving as missionaries at home by taking care of the elderly, the poor, and the abandoned.
Non si appropria di questa eredità con un ricordo di circostanza o conservandola in un museo.
He says their legacy is not served occasionally, but the faithful honor them, carrying on their witness to Christ in our homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, and civil society. The pontiff then traveled to a rally at an unused airstrip in Kampala to receive an enthusiastic welcome from about 150,000 young people. Pope Francis is scheduled to leave for the Central African Republic Sunday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria Friday that killed at least 22 Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up at a local mobile telephone market, killing at least 14 and wounding more than 100 others. A statement posted Saturday on Twitter referred to the blast as a martyrdom-seeking operation and vowed more violence to come in northeastern Nigeria and northern Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. Egypt on Saturday said there's a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb. Based on preliminary results of new scans of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum, researchers say the discovery of a new chamber could shine light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times. And one prominent researcher has theorized that the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. Announcing the results of the days of testing, 3 days of testing in the southern city of Luxor, was British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labeled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
King Tut, as he is known, died at the age of 19, and it's theorized he may have been rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally to be Nefertiti's tomb. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.